Now to another story about the world economy. Not long ago, Argentina was the model of Latin American economic disaster. This past week, its president shocked the world by paying off billions in international debt years earlier than expected. This highlights the remarkable turnaround in its economy, but as NPR's Adam Davidson reports, no one can interpret the news as entirely positive.
In the world of international finance, Argentina's move is one of the most surprising in years. It's a sort of "do you remember where you were when" kind of moment. Daniel Kerner remembers. He was at his desk.
You know, I just got very, very excited and surprised trying to find out if there were only rumors or there was something going on.
Kerner is an analyst at Eurasia Group, a political and economic consulting firm in New York. He spent hours scouring the web and news wires and calling everyone he could think of in Argentina.
As time went by, it was clear something was going to happen, but not something like this. I mean, this was certainly very unexpected.
Argentina's president, Néstor Kirchner, announced that his country would pay back all of its outstanding loans to the International Monetary Fund. Why is this such a big deal? Think back to 2001. Argentina's economy collapsed. There were riots. Millions suffered, and the country seemed destined for years of poverty. Now, just 4 years later, Argentina can write a check for nearly $10 billion. Paul Bluestein of the Washington Post wrote "And the Money Kept Rolling In and Out," which many consider the definitive book on Argentina and the IMF. He says Argentina has moved a long way from the days when the IMF bailed the country out just before the crisis of 2001.
What the Argentine message to the IMF really is here, take this money, never darken my door again. Just go away. Leave me alone. You got me in a terrible mess in the first place in the 1990s, in the early part of this decade. All right, fine. Here's your money back that you lent us. Now just go away.
Bluestein says most Argentinians blame the IMF for the disastrous economic crisis of 2001, and so President Kirchner paid off the debt to appeal to populist sentiment. If Argentina hadn't paid this big bill, the IMF could continue to have strong influence over Argentina's financial planning. Ironically, Bluestein says, the IMF's greatest sin was to indulge Argentina too much. In the 1990s, IMF officials saw Argentina as the great darling of responsible financial reform.
You don't get so enthusiastic about a country like that that you ignore a big buildup of debt, which is what Argentina's main problem was.
Eventually, Argentina's debt became so huge it couldn't pay its bills. The peso collapsed, and so did the economy. Since then, things have been quite miraculous, with stunning economic growth, more than 9% a year for 3 years. But, analyst Kerner says, no one should think that Argentina's economic problems are over.
The situation for Argentina still remains pretty bad. I mean, the real vulnerabilities of the Argentine economy will reappear, and I think it will be seen that the vulnerabilities are even worse than they were in 2001.
He says that Argentina has, for the most part, just been lucky. Argentina sells a lot of commodities whose prices have gone up dramatically. The country's politicians have still refused to fix the many problems that caused the last crisis. Both Kerner and Bluestein say right now things look great. But it seems likely that Argentina will find itself in another crisis soon, and that's when they'll go back to the IMF and ask for another loan. Adam Davidson, NPR News.